Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, and it's gorgeous outside. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. And we have got to admit it. We need a vision because scripture tells us without a vision, somebody's going to perish. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for coming to hear what thus saith the God, like no other God. Now, our show topic for this morning, and we've been rolling this around for about 2 months now, how can I show God I love him? Some might say, well, oh, I don't know which God you're talking about. What are you talking about? Well, if you have a King James Version of the Holy Bible, scriptures that are sacred, that are called wrapped in and sandwiched between a Holy Bible, Psalm 83:18 gives that clue. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have with us Colonel Harrison. You know, I was so surprised this morning because when I got on the air, I saw today is 200, not 20, 200 episodes. We have been coming to you in the name and the auspice of a living God who calls himself the one and only true God. His name is Jehovah. 200 episodes. And we can see by the numbers, you guys really appreciate that. But Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning? We're 3 hours ahead of you on that East Coast.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Capitino. Listen, the audience doing great. All is well here on the East Coast. And just good to be a part of 200 episodes. That's a tremendous milestone. Thanks for sharing that with us. And good morning to the listening audience. All is well.
Yes, it is. And you know what my father used to say? And he still says in heaven, if you work for God, God will pay. So, you know what? We got a big paycheck coming, and we're getting some of it now because we're still alive to talk about this great God and the one whom he sent forth, Jesus Christ. We're not going to come to you with any other God. We're not going to come to you with the hope of another God that is greater than that God who calls himself Jehovah. We're not bringing you no other name under heaven by which man must be saved. That name is Jesus. We're not bringing you the name of another Savior. We know our Savior has the power. He said in from his own mouth and in the heart of hearts, he says, here I am. All power is in my hand. You know what? If I wanted to worship a God, if I wanted to show up for a God and his son, you know what? I would choose those two, the one called Jehovah, hallelujah, and the one called Jesus Christ. Why should I accept anything less in my life? I want the one that says all power is in my hand. And I know if it's in his hand, he's going to pass it on through, and it's going to come into my hand. God bless you all for listening. Well, Colonel, let's just jump right back into this. We want to also give our audience some information on who should we give our devotion to, who is worthy of our love and worship, and anything that you adore, you're going to love. Anything that you say, oh, I'm going to worship it, I'm going to worship him, I'm going to worship them. You have to love them. So now, how can we show God? Just name a couple of things. Give us some information on how we can show God that we love him. Not just talk about him. Not run game about him. Not try to tell someone something that you might know and you can't credify it. But how can we individually show God that we love him? Start the show off.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Capitino, for the opportunity. Number one, follow God's instructions, his holy instructions that are in the Bible. That's number one, because God has instructions that will bless us in this life during this period of time that we are here on this journey called Earth, in this place called Earth. So number one, follow his instructions. Number two, once we have received his instructions, read his instructions, I've been taught his instructions, which are called scriptures in the Bible. Then live a life that's pleasing unto God by obeying his instructions. So number one, follow his instructions in the scriptures in the Bible. And number two, those instructions will lead us to live a life that will make God happy with us, please God. And so those are the two I want to present first. Live a life that, number one, follow his instruction. Number two, live a life that's pleasing unto God by following his instruction, obedience.
Oh, my God, that sounds great. But if you take an average Joe Blow, hi, you guys. I see your hands again. You must know I'm coming out with a boom, boom, boom. That's fine. But if you have 72 billion or more people living on earth and you walk up and you say, okay, you know what, you're interested in God, you want to love God, follow his instructions, you know what, they're going to look at you and I like, you know what, you need to get out of my face. Where am I going to find those instructions? How long is it going to take me to find them? Is 66 books in the book that you're talking to me about, follow God's instructions? Well, okay, if they're in there, where are they in that Bible? I don't have 1,000 years. I don't have a year according to the statistics and then what the news is showing. I'm alive today, maybe dead later on. So if I'm going to tell somebody to follow his instructions, common sense would tell me, well, first of all, here are some instructions that God wants you to follow. Oh, I'm getting a lot of hand clapping. Yeah, well, where are those? Where are those? And I'm only laughing because I know you guys love us. But where are those instructions at? Here, I got a pad and pen in my hand. Show me three of those. What? Show me something out of Revelation 21, 1 through 4. Show me something about Genesis 3. And then go on to Matthew. Talk where in the Gospels. I don't even know why they call it the Gospels. How in the world am I going to follow God's instructions? I may not can read. You know what? I need to first learn how to pray first. You know, we always put that number one, because if a person's going to pray to God, to this unseen, invisible God about, oh, well, I want to love you, show me how, then that God is going to put us into each individual of us praying this prayer, Lord, show me the way. Show me what can I do to show you that I love you? In a prayer, get down on your face, get down on your knees, get down on your belly, holler out, pray out, call out to this God, because if I'm in a walk with okay, you got to follow his instructions. Well, then what are they? After you say that, you know, I have a study, and we kind of grapple over this. These people have not, some of them in this universe, devils included, have not even heard the name Jehovah. They have not heard the name Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Oh, yeah, they've heard, yeah, you know, I think I heard it when I was a kid. I had to go to Sunday school. But now, you know what, we are close to a cataclysmic destruction. Russia, U.S., China pushing and pulling, king of the north, king of the south, all of that prophesied by the great prophets, the major prophets. I mean, somebody got to say now, okay, how can you show God you love him? Well, number one, this is what you're going to have to do. And then let's have at least one scripture, but just to say, instructions doing what? Where are those instructions? Am I going to read that name Jehovah in those instructions? So let's kind of go back on this thing. You got people don't know God, never heard him, ain't been taught nothing about him, yah, 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 yah. Let's name some instructions. How can I show God I love him? Okay, follow his instructions. What are some of the things that this God called Jehovah in Psalm 83:18 would like us to do? What can we do? How can we show God that we love him? Tell us, Colonel, two or three what things that we can do to show God that we love him.
Certainly.
Number
one, be obedient. Yes, be obedient. Be obedient. Be obedient to his holy word. After you pray, you seek God. God will probably no doubt lead you to a teacher that can teach you the holy words of God. Once the words are taught to you, then you be obedient to the words. So one of the main instructions is obedience. A lot of people are struggling and suffering and having trials and tribulation because they're out of obedience with the holy words of God. And so the teacher teaches you the words of God.
Okay. Here we go again. When you say obedience, what are some of the things then that God wants us to do that will show him that we obey him? See, we're going right back around the same circle at the end of 30 minutes. I heard it, but I didn't understand that. I didn't know how. What are some of the things then? Let's just stick to one thing here now on obedience. What are some of the things that God wants us to obey? Let's let the people know so they can, when we hang up, they can get right off of their bed or off the chair and do it. Okay, obey God. What are some of the things then, according to Scripture, that God wants us to do to show him that we are acting in obedience to him? Name a couple of things. How can we obey God? What is he asking us to do?
One, to stop doing the things that that we have been doing that has caused us to have problems. In other words, the word is repentance, but it's called turn around, change our ways, change our lifestyle. Stop doing things that we know are not good for us, not good for our health, not good for our welfare, not good for our well-being. And so one is to turn around, change your ways. Change your ways. That's one. And number two, follow the instructions that you receive from the teacher. I find the challenge that people have is that the instructions have to be so simple that a child can either follow and understand them. So stop doing wrongful things that are harming you and harming others. And number two, make a decision that you want to improve your life and follow simple instructions of what to do. And you have to get enrolled. You don't have to get enrolled, but you have to become attached to somebody, involved with someone, or affiliate with someone who can help teach you the guidelines of what God expects us to do, to serve him, to love each other, those kinds of things. Those are simple instructions we all can do. But stop doing the wrongful things, first and foremost, that are causing us to have the problems that we're having. And number two, love God. And number three, love others as well.
Now, very good. Oh, my God. Now, that was very, very good. I think the way you spoke, anyone can catch on to that. The most important thing is to stop doing things that God does not like. I was telling a Bible student the other day, whether you know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation or not, you have a conscience. Your conscience tells you, maybe I shouldn't hurt this person. I shouldn't try to kill him. I shouldn't try to rob from this person. I need to get up and go on a job and put in my 8 hours. I need not to harm animals. I mean, a conscience will tell us that. So when we talk about, and you mentioned this about God's instructions, those instructions are in the Bible. But just like Philip, ancient times, and the chariot, he said, well, how can I know all of this? You up in my face. But how can I know this unless I have someone to teach me? He was in the chariot trying to read something, and here come the prophet. So mankind in itself needs someone to actually show them, mentor them on what God approves of for a life, and how God wants us to worship him. There is a way, because the scripture says we are to worship and praise and honor God in the way that he approved. Well, where are you going to find that out? You're not going to find that out anywhere but in the scripture. So, yes, you are definitely right. There is a way to please God. And we want to show him that we love him because, number one, okay, here I go on this. According to Genesis, he created heaven and earth, God, Jehovah. According to Genesis, here we come, man and a woman. And I was going to tell somebody about, the Garden of Eve, and they went in the garden. They were killing animals to eat then. That was not on the radar. They were going to name them, and all of us, I'm going to walk around heaven all day. We're going to walk around Eden all day. But now here we are. We are killing each other, killing ourselves, ruining the earth. And you know, God also says, I'm going to ruin those, T-H-O-S-C. I'm going to ruin those running the earth. So how can we show God we love him? Number one, I love how Colonel Harrison, that's what I hate calling him, but Colonel Harrison says, you know what? This is how I feel about this. Anyone that want to know God, want to show God they love him, want to show God that he's someone that he wants him to approve, they've got to get to know God. Uh-oh. Know him and of the one whom he sent forth. We got to put Jesus Christ up in here now. So as it stands, how can I show God I love him? We're going to practice good works. We're going to practice loving one another, whether they're of the same race or not. We're going to go about this earth not only minding our own business, but helping into the business of living, not a business of making money. I seen a cat on TV running down the street from a bank with a $10 bill. I mean, everything crazy and not crazy. It's happening in our world. So how can we show God that we love him? You already touched on that. If you're doing wicked works, turn that mess around. You see you ain't got nothing. You see it hasn't got you anywhere. No respect. You still broke, begging. It's time to turn around. It's time to say, God, I'm going to put my hand in your hand. That's one way you can show God you love him. I'm going to put my hand in your hand. I'm sick of me. I'm tired of me. Me ain't got me nothing. Here I am, broke, busted, and disgusted. It's time now to show God also that we love him because, you know, scripture, Psalm 90 says 70 or 80 with special mightiness. We ain't got all day and two hot dogs to show God anything. What you done did in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know what? If you all that in three bag of chips, God bless you. But right now, we have millions now living on earth that need to stop. In fact, my dad used to say, slow down, pull over to the curb, and stop your wickedness while it is still day. I know if you show a dog that you love him, that dog is going to befriend you, and he'll lay down his life for you, just like the Son of God. He showed the Father that he loved us. He looked down after all this chagrin and chaotic behavior, and he said, Father God in heaven, here I am. Send me. Who gonna say that? Who's gonna say that? He said, here I am. He said, I'm going down, and I'm gonna straighten this mess out. He went all the way to Golgotha, place of the skull. Oh, my God, that sounds so scary. He gave up the ghost for us. Said, Father, hey, it is finished. It's finished. I've done what I said I'm going to do. That's another way that we can show God that we love him. Go all the way in his worship. Go all the way in his instructions, as Colonel Harrison said. He told that so-called king, he said, lift off the crown and unwrap that turban, kicking you off of my throne. If we don't show God that we love him, how can we expect anything to have been good to us? Yeah, you may dance all night one night. You know, you may not end up in the hospital next week, but let me tell you something. You're going out of here. You got to figure out where you're going to spend your eternity. So, Colonel Harrison, what else can we do to show God that we love him? The God called Jehovah. What else can we do? What should we be doing?
Yes, we should put God first in our lives. We put other things and other people, we put them before we put our spiritual well-being. Cars, homes, money, jobs, titles, all those kinds of things. We need to put God first in our lives by going to him in prayer, seeking him in prayer for directions and following his direction, his guidance for us. So that's what I found in studying the Bible. That's one of the things that God requires of us, because God is jealous. We do all these other things. He doesn't mind us doing these other things, but he wants us to pay attention to him first and foremost. But we do other things first, and most people only seek God through prayer for deliverance when they have had a problem. Then they want to turn around, and they want to turn around and try and get their lives together or whatever. So they should put God first in their lives.
Okay, what are some of the ways they can put him first? Lesson now, when you say put God first, what are some of the things a person can do to show that they have put God first? Come on, let's just break it on down.
Certainly. Number one, spend time with God in prayer. Number two, lift up praises and adoration unto God. Some people sing, some chant. Number three, worship God. Worship him, which means that you should find a worship place where you can worship God. So those are the things that are basic.
Hold it. Now you're saying find a place. Now we're going to have to explain, well, how do you find a place? But I'm going to back up on you for just a second because you are really helping us out. But we got to break some of this stuff down. That's why the world is in the shape it is now. They ain't got time to come back next week to hear nothing. They got all these trials and tribulations, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then they got to wait another week. Let's break this thing down right now. When a person isn't showing God that they love him, we've already covered pray. Pray hard. Then you know what? That brings to mind my mother. I was talking to her about this same identical thing before she passed. And you know what? I got off with my stupid chair when she said, I don't know how to pray. What is prayer? How do I know it's reaching God? Now, we are going to, in fact, you know what, I'm going to write that down. Now, hey, you guys, tune back in next week, too, because we keep talking about prayer, prayer, prayer. That is not anything just set up for one person. You might not be getting what you want because you don't know how to pray. You might not be coming forward to God in prayer in the way that he approved. If you're trying to pray under the influence of dope, drugs, and whatever else is out there, strong alcohol, hey, that's not the way. So now, right now, we're saying, oh, how do I do all that? I don't know how to do that. So right now, I think that's what we're going to be doing next week on prayer. Sometimes, well, I prayed all night, ain't nothing happened. Well, we're going to show you next week about that. Every time Colonel Harrison and I get on here to report some events and things, we take it, God twist it around, and he take it to another level. MotherNature7@gmail.com. You can always send your contact info there, and we can keep you abreast of events that we have that honor God. But now, here, let's jump back here on this lesson. Honor God, worship God, praise him. Well, how do I do all of that? Why should I do it? Well, number one, because that's the only way. Jesus said you can't get to the Father except through me. So that's the only way that we're going to be able to show God that we love him is that by practicing what is said in the letter to humanity. The Bible is a letter from God. It's a letter. It's a compilation of 66 books. Some people say it's more than that, but we're going to concentrate on the 66 books because some of us haven't read one. So it's no need of us going there. But please, next week, how do I pray to get a prayer through to God? But right now, showing God that you love him. Stop lying. I'm bringing it down to practicality. Stop going around lying. That should be number one. Number two, make up in your mind, come hell or high water, it is Jehovah, and it's Jehovah alone. You got some churches, they talk all day about Jesus Christ, talk all Sunday about, but then what about the Father? You never hear him say nothing about that. And Jesus said, you can't come to the Father except through me. You better, if you talk about the Son, you that are not crazy and that are really called by God. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm called, I'm chosen. If you called, you're going to mention the Father. You're going to have to mention Psalm 83:18. You're going to have to tell people, look, I know you're praying through and because of Jesus, but you sure better give God some praise. That's what I'm saying. Give Jehovah some praise. Give Jehovah some honor. Worship him. Some of them is too scared to say that because then somebody going to say, you know what? Y'all been lying all along. It's about Jehovah and then about his son. Who you think raised him back up? He said, I'm going back to the Father. Who is that? Who is that? Who sent the angels to roll the stones away? Who did that? Who said, come, let us make man in our image? Let's get this thing straight. That's why the scripture says all these old false shepherds, false faiths, false religion, look at it. Go around to some of these places. They either sick, dead, dying, almost dead. Hey, say what you want to say. Just open the door and look in. God ain't playing. How can you show him that you love him? Right doctrine. Now, I don't know whether it's wrong or right. Colonel Harrison, how are some of the ways that we can identify right doctrine?
Identify right doctrine.
How can I show God I love him? Where are you? My God, fix your phone. Fix your phone. Oh, my God,
yeah.
Fix your phone.
I'm here. Yeah, the right doctrine is the right teaching, So that means that you have to have a teacher at some point in time to help you understand the 66 books and the structures in the 66 books. Because, and number one, Psalm 83:18 speaks of Jehovah. God's real name is Jehovah, that men may know that thou whose name is Jehovah is the most high of all the earth. So the importance of the right doctrine, the teaching, is for you to understand who he is, what his purpose is for our lives and what he expects us to do while we're living here on earth and serving him and how he wants us to serve him. So the right doctrine comes from the right teaching. So you need a teacher to help teach you the instructions that God wants you to know so you can live a life that's pleasing unto him as a servant of his.
And right, you know what, even if we have a teacher, we got to check the teacher. But if they open
That's
a
right.
Bible up and say, here, I want you to read Psalm 83:18. Here, I want you to read Genesis 1:1. Here, I want you to read Leviticus, the entire 15th chapter. Here, I want you to read Matthew 28, wars and rumors of wars. But lo, I am with you. Get out of here. I've heard so many people try to bastardize that. It's insane. They do it because they ain't going nowhere. So they can't tell their parishioners to go anywhere. They ain't going. Hallelujah. Praise God. How can I show God I love him? Before we close this lesson out, open up your heart and pray to the God called Jehovah. Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, I may not know you. Show me the way. I guarantee you that God gonna hear. You interested in him? He's gonna be interested in you. You talk about wanting to love God, he's gonna love you enough to show you the way. Whether it be any teacher at all, hallelujah. Moses walked around in the desert for 40 years. Look what God... We could go on and on and on. We know you don't have 1,000 years to try to read no Bible. We know you don't have 6 months to try to read it. Faith cometh by hearing. This is why we bring the global vision for living today. So if you don't hear anything worth listening to, verily, he said, verily, come to save the lost. And this is what we are about. Those of you that don't know but want to know, something is saying, oh, I got to know. Here we are every Saturday at 8 a.m. You want to call in? Do you want to send messages? I just gave you that MotherNature7@gmail.com site. You will get some information from our speaker of the hour for 200 plus episodes, Dr. Colonel William Harrison, and of course myself, Cappuccino, www.caacg.org. Hear all about us, learn all about us. God bless you. Have a great weekend. I know you heard something that's going to cause you to want to show God that you love him. The Psalm 83:18, God. God bless you. We look to be on the air next week, same time, same station. Have a great weekend.